Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James Leroy.
This is Waylon.
Today is Wednesday, June 5th, 2013.
I let you say the year. Episode 494.
We're six away from 500. That's crazy to me.
Wow, wow.
Crazy.
Wait, is this the first weekend or second Wednesday?
It's the first Wednesday.
First Wednesday, second. Ooh. So our last half of our next live show is the 500th episode?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
It's only for the last half hour.
Of the live show that will right. be posted.
All right. Going into live shows. I want to go into this right now because people are asking.
Yes.
Pride 48 for June.
Yes.
I know you have you guys been discussing it because I sent a request on Monday.
No.
Well, we have not discussed it.
We already like no. as I told you since we're doing this on the air, we really don't know and his parents' plan if we're going to have a household of under people of the age of 21.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean that Foul Monkeys and you and or like La La Lauren or someone can't do it, but we don't know if we'll be able to do it. Depends on the time and the day. Okay. For the at-home version.
Well, I have to send a yes or no for us to find out what a time can
be. So then you
probably
decide,
no for Waylon and I and yes for you if you want to do it.
But and you want to find weird. Like doing it here?
No.
No, we'd give you the fucking
all of your shit for recording we put in a box and put away each day. We can give you the box.
That's a lot of work.
That's so heavy to take down three flights of stairs.
So then that's you saying no that
probably
you're not doing Pride 48 because you don't want to take the time to put the recording equipment together at your house.
No.
But we just don't...
But I might be on someone else's show then.
Yeah.
We just don't know because of... we really don't know if we're going to have two adults or two adults and two children.
Yeah. My mom and my little sister.
And if it's
going to
be at
4
o'clock
in
the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning because we're so late, you know, it's a little hard to plan when there will be people here that weekend.
I also work on the weekend, so it's kind of...
Excuses. Everybody has them.
Whatever. We're going to Pride 48
in Vegas.
They're not
as stinky as yours.
Yes, we are going to Pride 48 in Vegas,
and
which
we can't
you
do
should too.
Everything. So.
And by you, I mean the people listening to us, not you know, like you, yes, Waylon, because you will be there.
I will be there.
Unless, I'll be there.
Unless I decide to quit your show.
And then
well,
he'll just hop
everything's
on another
possible.
Show.
Chris said I could still actually
show.
I could still
he'll
quit
hop on
your
Seder Sphere.
No, I could actually he's asked for my help.
I know he's totally gonna hop on
Seder Sphere. When you say that is like putting a cross on a vampire.
I could quit your show in spite of your validation need and still go to Pride 48. I could go as a listener.
Burn. Speaking of burn books, did you see the new like Mean Girls?
Mean Girl.
That shit was funny.
Are you trying to make me into a bootleg Precious?
I have BET or something. It's like a 70% chance that a Moesha reruns on. I fucking love that.
That was
so
hilarious.
Funny.
It's funny.
It's good. If you haven't seen it, you should go to YouTube and look up Mean Girls. And
it's Mean G-U-R-L-Z.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name again that does it?
Roderick.
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 That's it. He did the whole Beauty and the Beat and the Cinderfella song, I think, right?
Yes, he did.
So he's funny. I like him.
The other day, I learned from the Pride 48 State of the Station show, which you can get at pride48.com, that I guess I'm going to be sharing a bed with Christian.
Are you?
Yeah. Interesting, huh?
I hope Christian is prepared for the snoring.
Christian goes,
good luck.
I hope you're prepared for naked sleeping. And I'm like, I'll sleep with Nessa. Which Nessa's probably like, I hope you're prepared for naked sleeping.
She totally would.
No, I'm going to try to be heavily medicated so I won't snore. But I might just like pass
you
out.
Might
I can't
I don't know.
Wait to snore and shit like a motherfucker in our room. without turning the water on.
He doesn't care about me.
We've got a room to ourselves this year.
That's awesome.
He doesn't care about
me. There's going to be Pride 48 booty.
Well, he could do it on your face, I guess.
No, he ain't.
No, he ain't. No.
That needs to go.
I'm excited for Pride 48.
Me too.
Yes, I'm excited. And we should get ready for Pride 48 by listening to a lot of phone calls, which I don't know how that relates, but since we have an ass ton, this is the show of phone calls.
Well, I just want to say what I'm most excited for about Pride 48 first.
Uh-oh.
And that's the Caesar Palace Buffet.
Or the chicken fingers from
the lobby. And the sauce.
From the lobby. I know we're not. I know. Luxor.
Where's Ricky, Waylon, and Brad? They're eating chicken strips.
Again? Yes.
No, there were enough people that like that that we'll have to go on like a chicken run where that person, they're going to be making...
Maybe we
like
get a deal.
Fresh chicken for like batches. 12 people.
Maybe we get a deal.
Can I get that in a box to go? Like, I literally, a box.
No. Like, do you have one of those like cases of like when you get the papers of the Rima papers? Yeah, that.
And can I get that much sauce also?
Oh.
They're so damn good.
And that's fucking gross.
Yeah. That's good. But yes, the Caesar's Buffet. Which again, we have to go on an off day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't wait either.
I think we should plan that.
Yeah.
Like just us for other people. Yeah. So we'll have it lined up.
Yeah.
So we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would love to try breakfast there. But that's getting up early.
I wish they could do like a breakfast/lunch.
Well, that's called brunch, and I'm sure they do, but probably on like Sundays when the line is again over 2 hours long, like the last
time.
But
it's worth waiting.
Yeah. It was on the edge last time, but the food was. I had a good time. Loved it.
I did too.
All right. So, ring-a-ling-a-ding, we've got a phone call.
I love a phone call. I fucking love it.
Almost said voicemail.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. Jim from Wilmington, Mass. Just got back from Bear Pride a couple days ago, and I just wanted to call to let you say that we had a fantastic time.
Without Ricky.
Thank you so much for talking about it last year and recommending it and piquing our interest. And also, I didn't realize that you were so involved in, or at least Waylon and Brad were so involved in the execution. You guys did a fantastic.
More so Waylon than I. I just sat there and drank a lot.
You're the first wives.
I'm pretty.
I'm part of the first wives club. I don't have to do shit.
Fantastic job. It was so nice to meet you and to run into other people. And I just wanted to call and say that. And, oh, we ran into other podcasts. We ran into Ramble as well. And actually, Ramble called and had me on his show last couple nights ago. And we talked a little bit about Bear Pride. So you might want to listen to that and hear what I had to say from my point of view. But, guys, it was so nice to run into you. And, Ricky, oh, my God, we wished you were there. We missed you. And anyway. Take care, my friends. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Stop trying to make me feel guilty.
He was so nice. He and his husband are such the cutest couples ever.
I don't know.
They were nice.
You need to tell your husband that you guys need to...
He's a stay up, yeah.
Yeah, you need to stay up because I never got to meet him. Every time he came up to me, I'm like, where's your husband? He's asleep. I'm like, are you
it's
for real?
Like me.
It's like 8 o'clock. I just got off of work and I just got my pre-drink on.
I know
what
we said it before, but not only did they come to Bear Pride, but it was both his birthday and their anniversary.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
Are they coming to Pride 48 in Vegas?
I'm so happy they had fun.
No. I believe in the business in which he works, it's one of the hardest times for him to leave. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll just get up to Massachusetts.
I love Massachusetts,
I've
to be
never
honest.
Been there.
Why the fuck not?
Okay, next one, because we got a lot. Move it along.
Producer.
Hey, boys, it's Colin Hoy. I just called to say I listened.
Whoa, Kyle, calm your jinking off. That sounds like you need some extra lube.
A recent show about Bear Pride, and I laughed my ass off to Thug Kitchen. I was rolling over
yes.
for just... I went to read the website, and I found it hilarious, and the recipes are pretty good. But anyway, I decided to call you
Why does it sound like a bunch of truckers are talking on...
He's watching porn.
Kidding.
Or maybe he's whacking off for truckers while he's talking on the phone while driving down the highway, like some people we know.
That was like twice in my 20s.
Once, twice, three times, a lady.
Say hey, and...
Hey.
By the way, I have... to say I laughed and just, you guys busted my shit when you were busting my chops on the podcast. So I hope this comes through. No heavy breathing, no flap, tap, tap.
No, but it sounds like you're listening to
late.
Porn.
So. Too late, because you're like, I laughed.
And it sounds like you have a CB going on behind you.
I love it.
Noises. I hope everything's good. Love you guys. Bye.
No, there's still 22 seconds. 20, 19.
Thanks. He comes back.
You don't need a countdown.
Or maybe he's finishing off.
There you go. Maybe.
Oh.
You ready? Go back. No, go back a little bit more.
You hear the...
Oh my God, this is so funny. This is really hard to control.
It's in typing.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Stroke that cock.
You fucking
typing.
I think this next one's from him, too.
We love you.
Hey, boys. It's Calvin Hoy. I hope you liked the last call. I hope the audio quality was well and good, because I just had to make that call with the background porn. That seems to be what you
called it.
Guys keep giving me shit about, but anyway, I love it. I love the attention, and you guys are fantastic, and I love the show, and I can't wait to listen to the next show. Yeah, that's about it. I'd love to hear more.
See that attention he gets? That's what I like too.
Jesus Christ.
Get over yourself.
He's hot.
He's pretty hot.
And you're not.
Oh.
Yeah, that's about it. I'd love to hear more about Bear Pride. I enjoyed the daisy chain.
The four leaf clover.
And hilarity ensuing in the hotel. But yeah, I'd like to hear a bit more about what all went on and some more personal stories and hear a little bit more about Ricky's new furniture purchases with the provider. Anyway, that's about it. I can't think of anything else to say. And that's it. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was IKEA furniture. You really can't call that furniture, I don't think. Right?
I don't know. Do you like that buffet right there?
That's IKEA.
That's IKEA.
I wasn't going to say anything, but no, I don't like it.
No, oh, Jesus Christ. Moving
Wait, speaking of IKEA furniture, are you guys going to buy that chest of drawers for me?
Oh, we haven't even thought about it since the last time we talked to you. I'm like, maybe we should.
I was going to text you, and I was like, let's give a week.
I'll say this. If you find another buyer for it, let them have it, because we still haven't even talked about it. So,
well, I haven't actively gone out because I want to give it to someone that would like it.
Also, he wants to find someone that can get it out of his apartment for him.
Well, then that's what you
Which
specify.
I'm willing to help
list.
Get it out and get murdered. I don't think so.
What?
What is what?
Get murdered.
Do it on Craigslist and get murdered.
Have you? What is your problem?
I'm not having someone from Craigslist coming into my house.
That's like a 40% chance
of murder.
You could move it. You could move it down and meet him in the lobby.
Yeah,
it's not that easy. We have to schedule
the provider
the elevator.
For one piece of furniture, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's true.
I got our kitchen butcher block thing from Craigslist. Granted, mm-hmm. It was from a business.
I like that. I like it.
It is nice.
That was part of the 60% chance of not dying.
Oh. So y'all think about it and get back with me, preferably this weekend. Wouldn't you want somewhere to have your guests put their things?
No.
Oh.
What are you talking about? We're not that hospitality-like. Are there any more Bear Pride stories? Do we
No, I think I just want to know more about it.
Kyle maybe should come to it next year.
We should.
Oh, that'd be fun,
and
Kyle.
I'll make sure not to come so you don't get to meet me.
Maybe you guys could be roommates.
Yeah, maybe we could be roommates.
And stay in the hotel together.
And Ricky continues the getting in trouble at Bear Pride.
I skipped a year.
Oh, I see. So therefore you're allowed to get in trouble next year, especially if it's Kyle in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
I'm sorry.
Brown cow.
I'm a sensitive person.
All right. Next phone call.
Hey there, Ricky Haywood.
Whoa, hold on. Let me turn this shit down.
Sounds like Seder.
This is Scott. You know, Seder69 on the Twitter's host of the Seder Here podcast.
Have you?
Ricky,
who?
I validate you. I truly feel that if people can't make your live show, you should not put it out. You should keep that show to yourself. Lord knows it'll save me an hour of not having to listen to that particular show in my 90 shows I listen to. However, I would like to say a compromise. I think maybe Waylon and James should put a show out that week. Just two of them. You know, I'm sure it won't have as many listeners.
Although, no, it won't.
I'll listen because they're the gem of the show. I love you, Waylon. Your spirit is always welcome.
Whoa,
pause. Whoa. And notice who is the jewel of the show, and then what does he say?
I love you, Waylon.
I love you, Waylon.
What the fuck, Seder? I know that we don't talk, but we're very cordial with each other, and you're fun.
That's how he is. That's why people hate him.
Oh my God!
Fucking backstabber.
Quit talking about my part-time boyfriend like this.
What?
Ew.
That's...
It's all about the Impaler.
What are you going to do with it?
Has the Impaler been in you?
That's true.
Fly the frisky size. Shane, you can come too. I don't care. Although you don't listen to as much musical theater, you listen to more than Ricky does. Well, hell, most retards listen more than Ricky does.
Oh,
I'm going to burn in hell. This is a Seder. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
So I am offended. You should not use the R word. You
first are. Of all, shut the fuck up.
Second of all, get over yourself.
You
are correct, Seder. I don't really listen to a lot because I don't really have a lot of time.
I believe during the validation episode, we did say that if you did that, that we would rebel by putting out diarrhea monologues.
That's not so bad.
I know, because you want us to do that all the time, which means you can just have a whole month off.
Yeah, and I don't have to do it on my computer, so that means... James Leroy would be editing the show.
What if we did the 500th episode as a diarrhea monologue without Ricky?
Oh. Rude! Rude!
Call in and let us know your thoughts or tweet us at Fat Monkeys.
Oh, Ricky, remember when we told you, no, we can't record tonight? We actually did! Ha ha! And we got drunk as shit and talked about you.
We could do it on a Tuesday before you could come in thinking it's the 500. And it's
what
really,
a joke
and
that
it's
would
really
be.
Really 501.
That would be hilarious. And the show would be posted the day we recorded, so you didn't even know?
It'd be posted as
oh
you were
walking. Oh my God, that'd be
in.
Great.
Which is why we did the first diarrhea monologue, remember?
Yeah, and that's when we got on the 8
I hope you enjoy your house when it's ashed to the ground.
Well, actually, I don't think Mark...
And Mark, I hope you enjoy it too.
Wow.
Next call.
Moving on.
Hey, Bell Monkeys, boys. It's RC calling from Madison. Hold on, let me get in my car. There's all these birds chirping and shit. I need to get out of this nature. Hold on. All right, sorry about that. Okay, now I'm in my car. Yeah, I wanted to say hey, and it was good seeing Waylon and Brad at Bear Pride. I had a good time. I'm still fucking so tired from it. So, I bet Brad is, because he was working. I mean, sorry, Waylon was. Cause he was working his ass off. I have to give you credit and thank you. I never thanked you for that. But yeah, I had some funny stories of my own to tell about. I was wondering if anybody saw that. Okay, there's this old guy. He wasn't bad looking.
Which one?
But he was old and creepy looking.
Which one?
It doesn't RC like.
So we live in California and do a show called The Sadosphere.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And doesn't RC like old creepy
men? He does,
men?
Like old creepy white guys.
Mm-hmm.
Guy. He wasn't bad looking. He was kind of cute, but he was old and creepy looking. I kept running into him like around every corner. And I think Jimmy Bear might have been with me or DeAndre or somebody. But every time I'd run into him, he'd like kind of like nudge to the side, like signaling, like with.
How do you get them two mixed up? Jimmy Bear and DeAndre.
It's fucking no. RC. Hold on. It's fucking RC. He was probably like tanked the whole
right,
weekend.
That's true.
Eyes like, hey, come over here. Hey. But he wasn't saying anything.
And so he left.
Maybe he was deaf.
He did that.
It's true.
There were some of those.
Someone's phone booth is ringing.
Thanks for...
And I walked over. I was like, hey, what's up, man? Like, do you have something to tell me? And he's like, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. And then I'm like, okay, whatever, dude. So then I left. And then, like, later on in the hospitality suite, same sort of thing. Around, I mean, it was literally like he was on every corner, and every time he would see me, he'd like have that gesture, like, hey, it was really strange. I loved your Fatapult story. That was hilarious. And Waylon, well, I guess he didn't have to recommend it to me, but I was going there anyway. He gave me the scoop on Mariano's, which is a really fucking awesome place.
So good.
Last place I've known about that's like that is the Whole Foods in Austin. And as Big Fatty says, that is spelled with a W. Or W. I went in there, you know, I got some sushi, I had some wine, I ate some fucking oysters. It was the shit. I really would love to have a fresh market like that where I live. Ricky, wow, what do I say about Ricky?
Nothing.
Womp, womp. You know, I wish I could have seen you, and I wish I wasn't so hungover and still asleep when you wanted a plan to meet up with Shad and, oh, I'm sorry, I don't remember his boyfriend's name.
Shad.
I'm probably wrong. But yeah, overall, it was a great time, and it was so awesome meeting DeAndre. I think we need to set up a fund so that he can get his ass out to Vegas, because that guy is the most easygoing, coolest person to hang out with. And, you know, he's not just, like, so easy breezy. Like, if you say something that he doesn't agree with, he'll, like...
Oh, did he get cut off?
Yep.
Imagine that.
Okay, I'm going to finish this up. Your machine cut me off. Your voicemail cut me off. Yeah, so anyway, DeAndre's pretty fucking cool, and he's cynical enough to where, you know, you could just talk about anything, and if he has any doubts, he'll be like, wait a minute, he'll fact check. He's pretty cool. Jimmy Bear and his partner were so sweet, like everyone says. And it was really fun to watch that whole spill that took place between DeAndre and Jimmy Bear when they first realized they were standing right next to each other. Again, thanks, Waylon, for finding my iPod Touch. I really appreciate that. And kind of funny, I was telling everybody, you know, I was giving them my sob story. And, well, you know, I lost my iPod like a dumb drunk bitch. And now my day is ruined. But actually, I was trying to get over it. So I was telling everybody that. So the first thing that happened was I tell somebody, he's like, oh, really? That sucks. My dad just died. And I was like, oh, fuck. And then I'm telling Waylon, hoping to get some sympathy from him.
No.
I'm like, hey, Waylon, I lost my iPod Touch. That sucks, huh? And he's like, no, you didn't. You left it at the concierge desk. It's right there. Yeah, it's like Jamie has it.
Totally have it.
And, oh, man, Waylon, you saved my night. Thank you so much again.
More of the stories. And, keep bitching, and someone will
still
listen.
Love you guys. You guys are still that's my favorite saying, podcast. I mean, behind. Just kidding. All right. Well, hope to hear your new show soon. I know there's another one coming out in a couple of days, I'm sure, because I know you guys do your shows like we do two at one time. So anyway, bye.
Bye. So since that was so long, I have a little interstitial here.
Oh, okay. Because you love an interstitial.
I do. This Facebook update really made me laugh. And this is someone who works at a pharmacy. Customer walks over the counter with her boyfriend. Girl, hey, do you have Plan B in stock? Me. We should. I'll have to look. Has it been 72 hours since coitus? Girl, oh, it's only been 12 hours. He really loves to hit it in the morning. Me. That's great.
That sounds like a
winner.
Where's your posty products?
Oh, I love that story.
Is that the only call?
You know, your tampons and shit. Yeah.
disgusting.
No, we got two more.
Oh, okay.
Hey, girl, hi.
Oh, my God. Who is that?
Sounds who like, could that be?
I think
who
it's...
Who is it?
Donna Summers. Oh, wait. I just said Donna Summers. Donna Sugars.
Same thing.
Same thing. Donna Sugars.
Somebody oh, shit. Hates that.
Yeah, and I don't care.
I forget who it is. I don't either, Liat.
I love you, Donna. How are you been, girl? What you talking about?
So, Queen, I just heard that I've been calling the wrong fucking phone number now for like the last like month or something. Oh my God, I've like left some really good voicemails. Oh. People never get to hear them. So the reason I'm calling is because of that. And Vicky, you know what? I didn't think I had anything in common with you. Like, we had some stuff in common. Like, we both like dick, but I feel like we're sisters now because we both love to pick on Sater for no good reason. Well, love you. Kisses.
Oh, Donna Sugars, you just validated the shit out of me.
I love it. Is that enough validation to keep you going for a while?
Yes.
not even going to lie. I cannot wait to hang out with Donna Sugars at Pride 48. I just remember last year, Amanda Lynn
or James LeRoy?
Both.
Oh.
Amanda Lynn is actually probably going to be there.
And Madea. We think there might be a Pride 48 drag off.
Oh, shit.
Or not a drag off because they're a family.
Guess he's going to be prettier. I don't know.
Donna Sugars.
Yep.
Are you like drag cousins?
I guess.
How does that work?
I think you're sisters.
Sister. I don't know.
Donna Sugars, we need to do a show just on the Satosphere. Satosphere, or however the fuck you say it.
Maybe you guys can do that at Pride 48.
We can have a diarrhea monologue about him.
Well, if you can figure out how to do your computer, Skype, and live, Donna and you...
Sorry, not going to happen. Yeah.
Donna and you could do the live show in June.
Yeah.
All about your disdain for
Sater. Oh, best show ever. Love you, Sky.
Love it.
One more call.
Play it.
Hello, fellow monkeys. It's Ed, calling from the All About Me podcast.
Wait, hold up. This better not be all about fucking Ricky, because if it is, I am not even going to...
No. Podcast boyfriend.
No.
Big fan, of course. I was listening to the Pride 48 State of the Station, and they were naming off the people that are going to be doing the June Pride 48 event over the weekend, and I didn't hear your name, and... The following day, I heard Big Fatty show. And
freaked out.
Off, and just to be sure, I had to, hear the list. And he went through them alphabetically, and I didn't hear Foul Monkey. So I am hoping that that's just, a delay in the Foul Monkey land. But I hope that you all get to do a show, and you sign up to do it the last part of this month. It wouldn't be Pride 48 without Foul Monkeys. Just saying. And also, this is directed to RV. I know you made a threat.
I think it's RC, but
that's no. Cool. I think you meant RB. He's talking about a threat.
Oh, you! I thought I heard B. It was in venereal disease.
Your last podcast, and I do hope that was just an empty one. Please continue to release your episodes that are live, because I have to do something while I'm in my hell of work, so I don't get to do the chat rooms just because I want to listen to them later on when I'm working. So don't threat that you're not going to do it. And I love you guys. I hope you have a great evening. Take care. Again, do the Pride 48. Love you guys. Bye.
I hope you feel guilty.
Well, Ed, I'm sorry that Brad and Waylon are breaking your heart and not doing Pride 48.
But bitch, please. Get up off their high horse.
I'm sorry that Brad's mom is very selfish and has to come in that weekend.
And the fact that she
is with my
13-year-old
sister.
I'm sorry they're so selfish.
Who, by the way,
I'm sorry
totally
you're
tear
too
you
lazy
the
to put up the recording equipment for a day in your own apartment.
Yeah, but who am I going to have on the show?
There's plenty of people. I'm sure Lala would do it.
There are other Chicago podcasters. There are all
She's
kinds,
not going to be here. Oh, she is here that weekend.
There are all Probably. Kinds of people in Chicago that have been on this show that you can have.
Yeah.
Like who? Name.
Lala.
Boring.
Lady of the Labia.
Boring.
The Mouth of the South.
I'm going to totally, totally George. Say the Lady of the Labia.
Mark.
George didn't talk.
Yeah, he did.
Mark.
Yeah.
Mark said he would never, ever be on the show again.
No, he said he would, but he just would never listen. He doesn't like to hear himself talk.
Then we piss him off when we talk about
it. I've had Mark and Jeff on.
Jeffrey.
That actually could be interesting.
No, I think honestly it would be Jeffrey replaces Waylon and Mark replaces Brad because I don't talk and Waylon talks.
You could use that as practice just in case we do quit. Then you have another couple to replace.
But people are going to be listening that think they're going to be you guys. Because no. It's Pride 48. And what if there's new people listening?
Then that's what you talk about, how you have new co-hosts.
What about we just play an old Pride 48 show?
Because that's
with some old co-host.
Not how the live event.
Oh, it's not.
Works.
Oh. Well, it was live 3 years ago.
Right.
Was.
I'll see if I can figure something out. If not, then maybe I can just do a show by myself and everybody can kill themselves with me. So. Oh, was that me?
Your telephone booth is going off.
No, it was me.
Oh.
No, it was me. I'm popular.
No,
it's really me.
No, it was my Facebook.
No, it's both of us at the same time.
Jesus Christ, shut up.
I like turtles.
Okay, do we have anything else to talk
about?
Do we
have anything else? This has been a pretty good show.
It's all about the listening.
It wasn't serious, right? We joked a lot. We got things out of our, you know.
Do you have more to say?
No, nothing at all. Nothing.
Oh, okay.
We will continue to do the live shows every third Wednesday of every month.
Yep.
Wait, is your mom going to be here that Wednesday?
No.
Is she here for a week?
No, she...
Like a long weekend.
Yeah, they won't be here on Wednesday.
Okay.
You're fine.
We'll do that.
On Thursday.
I will post it.
Well, and part of the trip, his mom is staying here.
Maybe we could pre-record a live show.
No, that's not how the festival works.
The festival.
It is a festival. It's a festival of voices. It's a festival of fun. It's a festival of shit shows.
It's a voistival.
It's theater of the mind.
Porn for the blind.
Oh, we need a porn for the blind.
We should work out.
We need to get a porn for the blind from the Lady of the Labia watching lesbian porn.
What that is that would be like? Awesome. Building a treehouse?
Or shelves.
Mm.
Or taking apart your new IKEA shelves that you'll have to put back together from my house.
Oh, that's called a dresser.
Whatever. They're shelves with front covers.
Yeah, no. Whatever.
Is that it? Have you guys decided where you're going to eat?
No.
You don't agree with my choice there?
I don't disagree.
Who did you choose? Okay.
Jerry's.
Jerry sandwiches?
Oh, I've never eaten there.
It's really good.
Is that the place that I got you the... Who did I get the gift certificate to?
Me.
Was it you?
Yes.
Was it good? Did you use it?
Oh, well, yeah.
We've gone there several times. Yeah.
I think we went there once before you gave us the gift certificate, but...
It's a great place.
But y'all must have bragged about it a lot or something. That's why I got it.
Yeah. It's really good. It
must be awesome to have a $500 gift card, huh? Wait.
You got me like a $10 card. Thanks.
It was 20.
It spends like 10 there.
And ladies and gentlemen.
It does. I saw the prices.
This
sorry.
Is good podcasting.
All right. We're done here, I think. Oh, that's
was that
it's
you?
Me.
Was I'm that popular. Your phone booth?
Mm-hmm. I'm so popular, my phone's telling me, oh, you need to plug me in.
And this all is right, Found so Lucky.
This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Bye.
Bye.
I like turtles.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.